The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Well, do you remember what I asked you to do last Tuesday? Okay.
To Africa.
Okay, let's see who else remembers.
To share your things with others.
Okay, to share Jesus with others, to practice acts of sharing, right? Have you been doing it? Okay, let's see. What about the first graders? I asked you to do something else.
You asked us to pray for the second graders.
Very good. I asked you to pray for the second graders. Why did I ask you to pray especially for them? Your hand up.
For their first communion.
Because they will receive their first communion this Saturday, right? Are you guys excited?
Yeah.
All right. Now, who can share with us a story of sharing, one way you practice sharing? Come over here. Okay, we'll take... No boys want to tell us about sharing? Okay. Tell us, how did you practice sharing this week?
I shared toys with my brother.
Okay, very good. She shared her toys with her brother. Wonderful. Okay. Yeah, come on in. Turn around, yeah.
I shared also with my brother.
You shared what?
With my brother.
You shared what with your brother?
My toys.
Your toys too, okay. Let's see, somebody else shared something different. Yeah, the boy there. Okay, turn around.
I shared some of my things that I thought about with my mom.
Very good. Can you give us an example?
Like, I just told her about my guilt, that what I had of what I did.
Oh.
In like first grade or second grade.
Okay, well, very good. That's wonderful. He shared things that he did he was sorry about with his mom. Like, say, okay. Wait till you get here. We want everyone to hear you.
Like sharing your money with my brother.
Wow, you shared money with your brother. Can I be your brother? Okay, well, you guys next year, you can tell us about your stories. One more.
Well,
Turn around, Sadiqa.
Well, it's not really sharing, but it was my brother's birthday yesterday, and I bought him a car with my own money.
Okay, very good. So she shared her money to buy a car for her brother whose birthday was yesterday. That's wonderful. And the better thing even you're doing today is you're showing all of us as adults how we can share Jesus with others by telling our stories. That's what this, you know, this time of Easter is all about. Jesus today, or Philip asked Jesus, do you show us the Father? And Jesus said, Philip, you've been with me almost 3 years and you still don't know that the Father and I are one. Do we know who Jesus is? Very good. The next step is we need to share that story with others, tell them about Jesus, how Jesus is acting in our lives. Sometimes you know about things, for example, who do you like, a good sports person? Who like you plays the sports, a famous sports person? Let's see people back here. Who's your favorite sports person?
I forgot his name, but he plays basketball.
Okay, he plays basketball.
My brother's really good at soccer.
Okay. Somebody famous?
DK Metcalf on the Seahawks.
Okay. Now, can you tell us something about him?
He's a running back.
Okay, he's a running back for the Seahawks. Okay. What else can you tell us about him?
He's number 14.
Okay. Now, have you ever met him?
Yeah.
Okay, you met him. That's wonderful. How did you meet him?
Because my dad played on USC, and the coach for the Seahawks was the coach for USC, so my dad always gets to meet him, and we get to meet the football players.
Okay, that's wonderful. So sometimes we know things about people, but maybe we never met them, right? Like, do you know about, let's say, the governor of California? Have you met him?
No.
If you ask one of the adults, we can tell you certain things about the governor of California, but I have never met him. But sometimes we know people on a different level, like the way we know our moms and dads, our brothers and sisters. Okay, we know more closely. We can just say things more than when they were born, where do you go to school, what do they do. We can talk about, like, they're a very nice person. They like to share. They're kind. They're patient. And that's how we need to know Jesus, so we can share those things about Jesus with the world. Not to tell them that Jesus lived, you know, 2,000 years ago, that he died and rose from the dead, but how is Jesus working in our lives? That's the level of knowledge we need to have about Jesus. And then we need to be like the second graders, brave, courageous, not shy to share our story with others. That's what the disciples did. They knew Jesus for 3 years, then suddenly after they received the Holy Spirit, they began to share the story, their story with Jesus, with the world. That's when we become missionary disciples of Jesus. So let us continue to pray for our second graders, 4 more days, right? To receive Jesus when you'll get to know him in a special way.